Howdy everyone, this is Parker James with the Greenhorn. Welcome back. Last week we interviewed Sarah Metzler with the CBB, and now you're going to get part two of that interview. Let's jump right back into it, talking about the CBB and their funding.
There's an enormous amount of work. In fact, when you look at where our funding goes across all those organizations to do the work, promotion and research receive the largest amount of funding. So if, you know, beef, it's what's for dinner. We do that not only here, but we also do promotional efforts for U.S. beef all over the world with U.S. Meat Export Federation. So promoting beef that's coming from South Dakota or Montana or all these different places, we're promoting that all over the world. So promotion is the big thing, but there's also a lot of education because, you know, when you're promoting an egg with the egg board, there's only one cut of egg. It's an egg. But when you're promoting beef, there's all these different cuts and ways to prepare it. But a lot of the education is around skirt steak and ribs and all these different other pieces and how we can utilize kind of the lesser cuts as well. We're also doing some research right now about teens. I have two teenage boys. They eat a lot, but what they eat is probably not the highest nutrition all the time, let's be honest. We're doing work to say, when you're a young adult, a teenager or a young adult, these are the nutritional needs that beef can meet. So there's a lot of work that goes in there that people may not see. But the checkoff is there doing that work day in, day out, has been for 37 years, and we will continue to do that. It's great stuff.
If a rancher wants to make change, how do they become a board member? What's the process like?
Oh, for Cattlemen's Beef Board, sure. So that is actually handled through the U.S. Department of Ag. So the Secretary of Ag actually selects our board. It starts at the state level. So say in South Dakota, I believe you have quite a few up there. There's actually a list on the USDA website of the organizations in South Dakota that can nominate someone to the USDA to be considered for our board. We actually, as the CBB staff, the 10 of us here on your CBB staff do not have any say in who gets onto our board. It's not like a pay to play. So that's all controlled out of our hands and is really comes from the state level back home. The other thing I wanted to mention, Parker, is all of our Cattlemen's Beef Board meetings are open to producers who pay into the program. We're about to come to San Diego here in a few weeks for our summer business meeting. If you happen to be in San Diego, you can come to that meeting at no charge and come to all of those checkoff meetings and be able to sit in and listen and be a part of things.
If I find myself in San Diego, I'm definitely going to stop by for that meeting.
Yes, you should. I know, San Diego, it's rough. Luckily, we will be in San Antonio in February. I do appreciate when our meetings are not on the coastlines. I like it when it's more in the centralized parts of the U.S. where more producers live. Again, call our office and, you know, we'd love to help you get there, help you figure out how to be a part of those big meetings, but there's also smaller meetings throughout the year. Another thing too, Parker, is all of those meetings are posted on our website, which is drivingdemandforbeef.com. So if someone is interested, we welcome that and we encourage that to attend.
Well, Sarah, thank you for educating all of us greenhorns when it comes to the CBB, and have a great day.